So there's this new app out, and you can download it. It's called Google Arts and Culture App. And what it will do is it'll have you take a selfie, and then it will tell you, after searching thousands of photos in arts and exhibits and different things, if you have a portrait that looks like you in a museum. So you can just, you know,
look at this photograph
and just check it out and see.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Alex told us about this. Oh, you want some more Nickelback?
Oh. No, I just want my mic on.
I can give you that, too. Now, Alex brought this up last night, and I wanted to talk about it, too, but you tweeted us, in a, I mean, you messaged us in our group text message saying,
I'm so
oh,
mad.
My God, this app sucks.
I'm
Why?
So
Why
mad.
Why are you so butthurt?
Because what the heck? First of all, I took, like, kind of a, I did, like, a goofy pose on purpose to kind of, like, make it, make my result kind of goofy looking.
Okay.
But I was not expecting this. What is this? It's like a guy, what do you call that kind of haircut where it's bald everywhere, but you got, like, a bozo ring of hair around your head? That's what it said I look like. I'm so insulted. This is so unfair.
What
so,
does it say the portrait is? Did it say the portrait or who it is or what it
Galileo
is?
Galileo demonstrating something.
Galileo. Is that a guy?
Yeah, and it's a man. So I'm just a little bit insulted. I'll post a collage of all of our results on Instagram at Joan Alex Show so you can see it. But I'm going to really quick take one of everybody. MYK, we did MYK's, and his is kind of amazing, even though it gave him a black
guy. Who is that, Jimmy Fallon?
It's like, I don't know, Samuel Coleridge Taylor. It's a painting, so it's not necessarily a person. It's just, it could be anybody you don't know.
It's a portrait of somebody.
But like you're saying, who is that guy? Like, it could just be a painting of just a person. It doesn't necessarily mean they are a person. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, totally
it's
not.
Art.
It's just, it goes
it
through a database.
It could be a real person, or it could just be something somebody created that is nobody.
Right. Yes, and so like this thing goes through a database of like all the paintings that exist in museums everywhere, and then it finds whatever's supposed to look like you the most. So I'm going to do yours really quick.
All right.
And we're going to see what you look like.
Should he take the headphones off? No, leave them on, right?
Let's
see
leave
what
them
pops
on.
Up. All right, she just took Joe's picture. Hey.
What did I get? What did I get?
Uh-oh, it's analyzing.
Is it broken?
Oh, let me see.
That looks exactly like you.
No, it doesn't.
It's like you, but Shakespeare. It's like Shakespeare Joe.
It does look like the headphones,
it's giving me. It's giving me this Napoleon Bonaparte.
That is incredible.
What else? Are there any more? Because you can swipe. There's other matches right there.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Because that was a 51%
ooh,
match.
Ooh, that one's good. Look at the rosy cheeks match on
okay,
this one.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, this you look a lot like these. Oh, and this guy, they gave you just an old man with a white beard.
I like that. That's me down the road, except he's got like the side hair. Okay.
The beard.
If you're wondering what the app we're using, it's called Google Arts and Culture App. You could take a selfie, and it will try to match up like a portrait in a different museums that you might look like.
All right, we're going to have to do Live the Web Girl.
All right, let's see what she looks like real quick.
All right, I'm taking my glasses off for this.
All right.
Do I smile?
Whatever. You can do it however you normally do it. If you smile, if you're not having your mouth closed.
Okay. I'm going to do a soft smile.
Oh, a soft, not too hard. All right, we're taking the photo right now.
I look like poop this morning.
What if it came up with a literal turd? What are we getting? Tell me, describe it.
Show me. It kind of looks like her, a little, the eyebrows.
It looks like your mom.
It says portrait of a young Venetian lady. At least I got a girl, so.
Yeah, a few. All right, I'm going to make a little collage of all of our pictures. This
the best
is too
one
amazing.
Is Alex, though, who looks like Galileo. She looks like a dude.
I'm so salty.
It's funny. Usually Liv the Web Girl gets confused for looking like a guy when she has a baseball cap on. But now Alex has those amazing looks right now. Go see it on our Instagram. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show.